do the birthday scam. We're going to call up Leonid, who's Russian, and he was recently in New York, got some tickets on this car that he rented, and then figured, well, screw it. It's a rental car. It's New York. I'm not going to pay him.
His employee thought this would be funny. He works here in Houston now.
Hi, Leonid speaking.
Hi, this is Robert. I'm calling from a rental car in New York City about the car that you recently rented from us.
Yes.
You must have gotten some parking tickets because we've gotten tickets from the city.
I didn't think so.
You were here the 22nd through the 1st. The tickets fall within those dates, so it must have been you.
They put a lot of stuff on my windshield, all kinds of flyers and stuff. And
well, it's $250 worth of parking tickets.
$250?
I could go ahead and run that on your credit card. We have the imprint.
Do you have any proof?
Yes, we have invoice from the city. We get the summons from the city.
Where these parking tickets were given to me?
They were parking tickets.
Yeah, where?
I don't know. I don't have that information here. I just have an invoice from the...
Well, maybe you can find that information.
Why is that my responsibility? You're the one who got the tickets.
I don't have any tickets.
No one else had the car but you, correct?
Well, yeah, it was my rental car, but...
Okay, well, I'm going to go ahead and run it on your credit card.
You're not going to run it on my credit card.
Well, that's why we require you to pay with a credit card.
You don't have my permission to run my credit card.
Do you have the rental agreement in front of you?
No, I don't.
Why don't you take a look at it? In fact, I'm just going to make this the policy. You're not to rent from us any further or from any of our offices.
Oh, come on. You think you're the only rental company in America? Hey, it's United States, okay?
Yeah, it is the United States.
All right.
And we don't rip each other off here, okay?
Okay. I have no idea. I have no idea about any tickets. Nobody gave me any tickets.
You're not a very good liar.
You can't prove that I was given any tickets. I didn't see any tickets, so...
Sure, there are other car rental companies, but we're all connected by the same system.
I'm sure you are.
And it's going to be on the computer. No one will rent you a car, my friend.
That's just fine with me.
Well, next time you come to New York City, you're going to be on foot.
Oh, I'm looking forward to it.
And you better not come around me, or I'm going to handle you personally.
You will? What's your name?
My name is Robert.
Robert? Mm-hmm. Excellent. I'm looking forward to seeing you, Robert.
You want to talk to me face-to-face?
Absolutely.
You want to deal with me one-on-one?
Absolutely. I will be there.
Let's meet in front of Rockefeller Center.
Okay.
And I'll beat the out of you.
All right. I promise you the same.
Right there on Fifth Avenue, my friend.
Okay, and I'll kick your ass.
That's the way we handle things in the Big Apple, pal.
That's just fine with me. Let the whole New York City see.
I'll be the guy in the red cap.
Okay, I'll be the guy in the...
In the gutter after I'm done with it. Hey, Leonid.
Yeah.
Happy birthday. It's Dean and Raj. Mandy wanted us to do the birthday scam on you.
Oh, my God. She's going to get it. She's going to get it big time from me.
And you're not really a very good liar either.